you've got a few days still to the state track and field meet. Thank goodness, because that that district was a grind, no question. A hot, long day, but boy, the kids really performed and got to be pretty proud. That's another tough district with a lot of good competitors, wasn't it?
It was, yes. I mean, it was. We knew going in, and you know, it was going to be a very tough district, boys and girls. You know, just from other teams and stuff. So we knew what we had to do to be able to you know, perform well and be able to get ourselves to compete at Burke. So, but definitely, well, you know, in a coaching aspect, I like it. I like being in a tough district because I believe you know my kids. I like to compete, and when we have, you know, other individuals that will push us to run even better, you know, even if we don't win the events, it gives us a chance for a wild card. So, which is kind of what happened with some events, you know, that we competed in. So. Yeah, it was good.
Coach, I watched the field events first. There was first round of field events. I sat there and watched the girls' long jump, and I was right there watching Blakely Farr when she popped a 16. Then she popped a big 16, 16, 8.5 in her final one, and
yeah.
She was on cloud nine because she and the Carlson girl from Hitchcock was kind of having a battle, weren't they?
They were, yeah. I mean, Blakely hasn't hit 16 since her freshman year, so, you know, to be able to do that, you know, at the meet there on Wednesday was pretty cool. And not just, you know, like you said, it was a big 16, 16, 8.5. So, definitely a proud moment for her and, you know, parents and especially coach, Hamilton. You know, she's been working with her, you know, and trying to get her to get past the 16 mark, and just hadn't happened. And then it finally happened. And the fact that it happened by a lot, you know, improved our co-op record and, you know, won the event. So yeah, definitely a big moment for all those involved there, because that was pretty special.
I know Chris is stangled and getting that high jump. I think the mark he had hit was, if correct me if I'm wrong, was 4.11, and just fell a little bit short, didn't she?
She did. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad she got 4.9. You know, 4.9. It gave her the chance to go for it. You know, so I'm glad she was able to at least earn that opportunity. It's just unfortunate that she couldn't get it at the 4.11. That would have been pretty cool if she would have got it. As I also would have set a new MHC record, but you know, she's got one more year, so hopefully, you know, she gets put some work in over the summer, some camps for high jump, and we can get past that that barrier that we have going on right now with that, you know, 4.9, 4.10. So if we can get her there and be able to get past that 4.11 mark, that'd be pretty cool for next year for her, for sure.
I know the girls 4x8, not their fastest time by no means, but boy, it was a hot day. I felt for those distance runners out there on a hot day, but you know, 10:15, that all you want to do is get qualified, do what you have to do, and then run a faster time in Omaha.
Absolutely, yeah. That was kind of the plan. You know, we talked on Tuesday, kind of talked about 4x8 a little bit, and I told them, you know, we are luckily that event is an event we can save some legs. And so, you know, if we just run in that 10:10, 10:15, you know, obviously, you know, obviously depending on what our opponent was going to do, you know, if they're going to, you know, push us, then we have to go for it. But if we can save some legs, then let's do that. You know, split wise, I wasn't too worried. All of them were in the 30s. I was like, that's perfect. You know, we have a long day ahead of us. So, and we still ended up with the number one, second time, I guess, I stayed. I think Elm Creek is ahead of us. But like I said, we next week is a bigger race. And obviously, I know our girls can obviously run faster than what we did there on Wednesday. So, like I said, that was kind of the plan. And just have to go down there and run well, like we know how. And hopefully even PR. That'd be pretty cool. So.
Kind of same goes the 4x4. You ran the fastest time among the districts, and Elm Creek's right there, and then Arapahoe had the third best time. So your district proved, hey, we had two of the three best times.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, that was kind of what we wanted. We wanted to be in the fast seat. Obviously coming in, you know, being in the lane four is even better. So yeah, just got to go out there, and we didn't run our best time either. So, you know, 4.06 is our best. We're in a 4.11. So the nice thing about the 4x4, and I mean, not everyone else too, but, you know, we'll have mainly fresh legs for that relay. You know, I think Addison will have the 800 in the morning, but then she's got nothing the rest of the day. Ava will have nothing, you know, earlier in that day. Blakely will have nothing. Reagan will have the No, because the 400 is the day before. So yeah, I mean, we're talking fresh legs, and we're going to get after it and see if we can, you know, obviously we're trying to break our AMA2 record of 405. And if we can, you know, get even closer to that, you know, even lower than that, that'd be pretty cool. So.
The sprints, coach, the 100, the 200, the 400, the girls was just kind of like almost, maybe not quite as big as last year here in McCook, but it's pretty darn close. You had a lot of additional qualifiers out of that one.
Yeah. I mean, I think the 200 had almost, what, all six, I think, or five, the 200.
It did have all six, yeah.
Yeah. So that, you know, that's pretty cool to have that, you know, to be a top district there. And you know, for us in the 100, you know, we had Ava, and she finished fourth and still qualified, so with her time. So we're happy to have her down there experience that meet in the sprinting event. So, that's pretty cool. You know, we've got some freshmen to qualify an individual event is pretty neat. So we're glad, like I said, just being in the tough district is something very helpful to be able to run faster, you know, so PR and get yourself to the state meet as a freshman, pretty cool.
And of course, Addison Richards and Kaylee Softly in those middle distances have really been good all year long, and they're going to be busy for 2 days.
They are, and that's kind of what we wanted. You know, it was kind of that was just qualify all their events, and they'll be ready. I know that they didn't run their best time in the open eight at the district meet. I mean, they kind of sit around for almost 20 minutes waiting for the camera to get set up, so that kind of, you know, probably affects them a little bit, but I know they'll be ready to go come the state meet. And the nice thing said, it'll be the, you know, first event in the morning, or first running event of the day, so they'll be fresh, ready to go, and we'll get a good, you know, sleep the night before and fuel up. And I'm excited to see what they can do. I know Addison has a big goal there to, you know, hopefully end up, you know, at the top there, so we'll see how she does. And she's got there's a lot of good 800 runners that right now and that are similar times, you know, 22, 23, 24, 25. So, and Kaylee's right there with them too. So it's going to be a heck of an 800 race down the state, and I can't wait. And we'll see how our girls end up in that race, because it'll be a fun one.
I know Sawyer Dibbern on the boys' side has worked his tail off all year in those 300 meter hurdles. It was nice to see him get in.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that was. I was hoping at least take one boy if the 4x1 did not make it. So I'm glad he was finally, you know, able to break that barrier and get to the state meet. You know, he hasn't been there. He didn't go last year, and so I'm glad that he got it. You know, it was a very very close race. He was in second, you know, almost all the way till the very end, and he got passed. So I'm just glad that he was able to secure a wild card spot with this time. And run out of state next week, so that'll be good for him, good experience, and, you know, and just make him a stronger hurdler or competitor for next season as a senior. So definitely a good booster, motivator going moving forward for sure.
I see the top three 4x1 teams got in. Bertrand, the 45.2. Darn it, you're probably you know 46. They could have maybe gotten the 45s. They probably would have got in, right?
Yeah, that was kind of the goal, to try to hit that 45, but Ryan, you know, he hurt his hamstring at conference, and we just couldn't get him back. I mean, we rested him. It's just one of those deals where our hamstring kind of gets irritated. It's hard to bounce back, especially with being such a, you know, short amount of time. So he wasn't quite 100%. And I mean, our changes were okay, we're good, but that's kind of what we were missing, that missing piece of Ryan being 100% to be able to compete the way we should have. So it was unfortunate we couldn't, you know, get in that 45s, but I think that would have got him in. It's just one of those deals where it's a tough one for sure, you know, and it is what it is. But hopefully next year, I know we'll lose Ryan, but we got some freshmen coming in that hopefully steps in there and help us maybe get that to state next year. So
you don't go until Friday, Saturday. Is that going to be a long, long wait, or are you kind of glad you don't go until Friday, Saturday?
No, I like the Friday, Saturday, and it allows us to practice, you know, have good practices Monday, Tuesday, and then kind of, you know, whittle down from there. So I don't mind that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because it's kind of our, you know, our normal schedule, I guess you could say. So I don't mind it at all. I think it's good. You know, we'll have some good practices. We'll practice on Thursday there at Doan on our way down, and experience that for the kids. And I definitely enjoy having that Friday, Saturday meet there down there. So if that, what is Class C is or B and A or Thursday. Thursday, Friday, right?
B and A or Wednesday, Thursday, yeah. And then you go Friday, Saturday, yes.
Yeah. So, no, I definitely like the later one for sure. So.
You bet. Should be a fun time. And your girls, you know, got a chance to, I'm sure you have you tried to put the points out there. And what's your kind of a point total you're kind of looking at right now for your girls?
I mean, there's exciting to think about. I mean, if we can win, I don't want to jinx it. If we can win both relays, that's, you know, 20 points. Addison, I mean, she has a good chance in the A. That's, you know, hopefully another 30, like, or another 10, I mean. So, you know, Kaylee's sitting in good spots in the 800 a mile. And if she can make podium, you know, Blakely, you know, if she jumps well again, has a good chance there in the 400. So, I mean, we're there to contend for medals, and that's, you know, that's pretty special that we have that opportunity to be able to do that. And so, I mean, if we can have an awesome 2 days, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
No question.
You know, obviously, Dundee's going to be tough. I mean, they're going to win their events and whatnot. But if we can hang there right with everybody else and hang in there, you know, heck, who knows what might happen. Definitely excited to think about, that's for sure.
You talked about your middle distance kids. I remember a couple of years ago, one Reagan Stengo came out of the woodwork and won that 800. I don't know if anybody gave her a chance, and so maybe one of those girls right? could do it this year.
Right, yeah, so definitely a possibility, you know, they want to go down there and perform well, and just gotta see what happens. I mean, the nice thing about this is we are healthy. That is the biggest plus right now. I don't know when we're dealing with anything, and so as long as we, you know, that's we have that going on for us, and just a matter of putting it together and see what happens. And it's definitely exciting to think about. We can you know, come home with multiple medals for sure. You know, if things go well, so.